Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Hello, I'm Chris Stamos, the host of Voices of Women in Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us today. Right now, as you're listening in, I'm actually on vacation up in Canada, enjoying our neighbors to the north, visiting Whistler, Vancouver Island, and Victoria. We're showing our beautiful Northwest country to our Dutch exchange students from 1989 and her husband. And so I'm saying hello from Canada. And don't you love fall? Fall is starting to come in. The fall equinox is tomorrow. It's one of my favorite times of the year with all the colors and the trees and that cool, crisp air. It's also a great time to travel and take the time to be with loved ones. So that's what we're doing. So my guest today is Marcia Reese, and she will share how to open your hearts to a relationship you deserve. Marcia is a very accomplished woman. She's a toy designer and manufacturer and invented the world-famous sidewalk chalk. She's a best-selling author, speaker, mother, grandmother, and a wife. Marcia is the author of a new book that's just coming out next week called Secrets of the Marriage Mouse, Find Your Love Forever in 4 Proven Steps. And Marcia had 12 years of being tested in some memorable and some not so memorable, as we all can probably relate to, but always valuable relationships where she learned lots about being in relationship with people. She shares her stories in this book, and she has tested and retested her theories, working with many people around the world on finding your forever love. Marcia is passionate about helping you, and she is driven by an incredible enthusiasm for living a full life. Her website is www.marriagemouse.com. So welcome, Marcia, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you to all of your listeners. We're having a wonderful day here in Denver, and I'm happy to be with you.
Great. So today's topic is about finding love. You know, and it's such a quest that, you know, all of us go on. Seems like forever. I know many women who just seem to have been giving up looking for this perfect forever love. But tell us your story, your search for love. I know in your material you, like, dated 59 men. And then how did you find your forever love person in your life?
Well, Chris, thank you. That's an interesting question. I was a business owner, as you mentioned. I had a toy company, and in the process of that, became a pretty driven workaholic, mostly because I was in a very lonely marriage. Not a bad marriage, but a lonely marriage. It ended, and I moved to Chicago to work with a large toy company there. And it was during that time I was thrust back into being single at age 44. And I had married when I was in my early 20s, so it had been a long time since I had dated. I found that the dating world had changed a lot. When I first got there, I truly was done. I was not going to date again. I was done with men. I was just going to enjoy my career and my children. Well, that phase lasted about 6 months. And as I got back into the dating world, I, like so many people, went at it full tilt. I hired a matchmaker. I went to a single gourmet group that I joined. I did some internet dating, which was fairly new back then and not something that you really talked about in your social group. I paid $25,000 for an executive matchmaking service. I did it all. And yet, I kept coming into just relationships that didn't have the kind of forever potential I was looking for. I didn't necessarily need to get married again, but I did want to grow old with someone in a committed relationship. So after kind of figuring out why isn't this working for me, because I'm certainly doing my part, I went back to my businesses that had been successful and the principles that I used there, and I applied those principles to finding a relationship. So the first thing I had to do, and it's the first thing I ask my readers to do, and it's the hardest step, Chris, I ask them to get the relationship rats out of their life. And people don't necessarily know intuitively what it is that's stopping them from finding what they want. It can be people, men, women, places, things, events. It can even be yourself that's stopping you from finding your forever love. So in the workbook that goes with my book, there's a lot of exercises to really help you get the rats out. Once you have a clean playing field, then you start to bring into being what it is you want, not what your parents want, not what society thinks you might want to be with, but what is in your heart that you want. And I have my readers write a wish list. Now, Chris, these wish lists are wonderful. I have clients who have six-page wish lists, and guess what? That's the man they find. It's amazing. I have one lady who, on her wish list, the guy she wanted had to have hair. I have some people that have very specific things, and that's good because you're starting to see in your mind what it is you want in your life. And that becomes important because once you get back out into the dating scene and you're at some event and you see somebody who looks good, they smell good, they're witty, they're fun to be with, it's easy then in the moment to forget what it is you had said you had wanted. And I'll take just a moment. I have a client. He's 53 years old. He told me very specifically he did not want children of his own, any more children of his own, and he didn't want to be with a woman with young children. So we got him all ready to go out on his date. He was all excited, and he called me after the event. It was a 150-person live match.com matchup. He was all excited. He called me. He had met a bunch of women, three that gave him their phone numbers, and so we started to talk through them. The first one had a six-year-old and an eight-year-old. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. Number three on your wish list is you don't want someone with young children. He said, but she liked me so much. So, see, when you get out into the world, the things that you know in the core of your mind sometimes get lost. So then after the wish list, I have my followers actually take the words on their wish list and bring them into real life on a dream board. I have them find pictures, phrases, or different items that really resonate with them, the traits that they are looking for on their wish list. Number one on my wish list was I wanted a man who would make me number one in his life. And, you know, at our ages, we've all got kids, we've got businesses, we have a lot of distractions, and not all men want to make a woman number one. But that was number one on my list. And so the pictures that I found for my dream board were of a man and a woman very much engaged in each other. You could tell they were not distracted by their settings. So then you take your words on your wish list, you make them visual on your dream board, and then the last step is the marriage mouse. And that's a wonderful part of the four-step process.
Okay, so and we're going to get into that later. I want to just, because a couple minutes before we go on to our break, but tell us briefly how you found your perfect match.
Well, I did all my four steps, and I went to a ladies' shoe store in my neighborhood that was having an open house to preview their fall shoe line. This is not where I would go to meet a man traditionally. It was all women. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw a handsome man, two men, walk in. And I kind of just thought briefly, how odd that men would be here. And I put it out of my mind. And I went back to the conversation with a couple of ladies I was chatting with. Now, the hosts of the event were serving champagne in plastic disposable glasses, and they were serving wine and fruit and cheese. And the next thing I know, I get tapped on the shoulder, and this gentleman hands me a glass of champagne in a crystal champagne glass, and he said to me, "A beautiful woman should never drink champagne out of a plastic glass." And I said, "Well, I quite agree." And we started talking. About what? Of course, it's me, the workaholic. We started talking about our businesses. And that one thing led to another. And that's the man I just celebrated my 5-year anniversary with on Thursday of last week.
Well, and that's great. And when we come back, we want to hear a little bit more of, you know, because that was your first step, but I'm sure there was a lot of things you had to go through in the, you know, to get to that place of, yeah, this is your forever love. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. We'll come back and talk more with Marcia Reese.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been talking to Marcia Reese today. She's the author of this fabulous book, Secrets of the Marriage Mouse, Find Your Forever Love in 4 Proven Steps. So, Marcia, I would love for you to share a little bit more about these with you. There was that party in the shoe store, and the guy taps you. I mean, it's almost like a fairy tale, isn't it? Someone taps you on the shoulder, and here's this amazing, beautiful-looking man, and he hands you a champagne in a real glass. But I imagine there was many steps between that and opening up to, hey, yeah, this is possibly your forever love.
Oh, Chris, there were many, many steps, and there were many memorable dates that we all laugh about now. The men I went out with that had hair plugs, and I actually was so bored, I found myself counting the hair plugs in his head so I could remain conscious through the dinner. So, yes, I certainly went through my fair share of experiences, but I found that to get to that Prince Charming who will tap you on the shoulder wherever it is that he finds you, the hardest thing for me to do, and I do want to go back to it because I think it's so important for women to and men to be willing to get the rats out of your life. I had dated a gentleman who would have met most people's criteria. I dated him for 7 years. That's a long time. We were both single. We both had had long-term marriages. And yet, we never spent our nights together. He went to his house. I went to my house. You think that might have been an indicator this was not a man who really wanted a forever love? And I was very lucky because he had a lot of pull over me. He had a lot of positives. But I was fortunate enough, finally, through the tool of getting these rats out of your life, to finally close the door and say no. And I often equate those to the pinchy shoes that we keep in our closet because we buy them. They're so gorgeous. They're not very comfortable, but they're gorgeous. And we love them, and we know that we're going to wear them with this perfect outfit, although every time we put them back on, they hurt our feet in the same place. That's a lot like these kind of relationships that you need to get out of your life. They don't suddenly become comfortable someday. If they pinch, they're probably going to always pinch. And so I was fortunate enough to have that aha moment. I had done the work. I had written my wish list. I had made it into a very visual dream board that I actually kept in my office because I think it's so important. This law of attraction, what you see becomes part of your life. And it was there every day. I saw what really was important to me. So when that aha moment came, I was strong enough at that point to take action, leave a long-term relationship and know and believe in my heart there was something better for me. Because I actually didn't meet Ted for several months after ending that relationship. And many of my girlfriends thought I was crazy. I was leaving this guy who had a lot to offer, but he wasn't offering what was on my dream board. And I finally had that strength to move forward.
I love that analogy of the shoes because it's true. You buy shoes, and sometimes you don't know it when you buy them in the store. They look great. They feel great. And you get home, and you wear them the first hour, and you realize this isn't working. And like you say, but you still keep trying because they're lovely shoes. And it's we do that with relationships all the time. We keep trying. You know, we try to make it fit in. We try to make ourselves fit in. And rather than really looking at this honestly and truthfully.
That's very, very true. And then that's the value of where your wish list comes in. After you've worn those pinchy shoes enough and you've got blisters and your feet hurt, you have to really take them off and say, what is it that I want? Well, I don't want a 6-inch heel with a pointy toe. So you're not going to put that on. You have to equate what it really is in your life. For me, I wanted someone who could meet me at the place I was in my life. I, too, didn't want to go back to someone with small children because I have 2 grown children and 4 grandchildren. I don't want to date a man with a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old. We're just at 2 different places in our world. So a lot of this is about getting true to yourself and then also learning to love and accept yourself. And that's part of that process that you go through as you're getting the rats out of your life. At some point, we all have to say, enough is enough, and be strong enough to define our goals in a very descriptive way. That will allow you to connect with what it is that you're looking for in life. Unless, and I also relate this back when I had my toy company and I sold products to Target Corporation up in Minneapolis, I had a very interesting thing happen. In my office, I had two walls covered with 36-inch high brown craft paper. And Target had me design a do-it-yourself arts and crafts activity kits for 8 to 12-year-old girls. We call them tweens. So I bought all the fashion magazines from around the world. I had probably 100 of them in my office. And I would go through and cut out themes that I thought I could translate into a do-it-yourself project for a tween girl. After I had my boards covered with these pictures, I distilled down six themes. I then put those themes on my, what I would call my dream board, my product ideation board. And then from that board, we created the final product that the Target buyer bought. And when I went up to meet with her, Chris, I took all of my craft paper and my ideation boards to show her the actual design process I went through to create the product she ended up buying. She said she'd never seen that process before. But that's the same process that I use to find forever love. I had my big wish list, which showed all the opportunities and the options. And then I distilled it down to the one, and that's what I would call a wish list. And then I distilled that down to my dream board by making reality come true. We just can't wish for the stars and hope we get them. That's too big of a wish, and it's not grounded in reality. I could have Leonardo DiCaprio on my dream board. He's not going to come into my life. We're in different age groups. We're in different socioeconomic groups. So you have to get very defined and refined in what it is you truly want. And that process is very healthy because it helps you also take a look at what you might want to do to yourself to call into being that which you're really looking for. Some people may need to, have a little bit of a makeover. They may have to get a new hairdo. They may want to have a wardrobe consultant. Some people might want to join a gym and firm up. When you're looking for your Mr. Right, you really need to get yourself in a place where you are the complement and are his Miss Right. So it's a very good time to explore all of that as you're getting those pinchy shoes thrown out of the closet. You can make room for really wonderful lifelong shoes to come in.
Well, and what you're talking about is really getting in touch with who you are and what you want, and that takes time. And getting clear, there's a need for a lot of clarity in that, or you're just going to be, again, hit and miss. Like, well, this might work, that might work, and then get off track.
Oh, you're so right, Chris. And the other purpose that dream board serves, it was something that I looked at when the fear would come over me. Because, I was a single lady in a big world all by myself. I hadn't been single by myself for so many years, and fear does come into play. And so by looking at my board, it really helped me stay focused on the outcome that I was desiring. So I could renew. Sometimes I looked at that board two or three times a day, sometimes two or three times an hour, just to remember that my life had a purpose and I was leading myself towards it. So it kept me in a very positive state of mind, a very faith-filled state of mind, rather than letting fear take over, because fear is a big factor. We all play that I'm not enough game. I'm not young enough. I'm not thin enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not short enough. But once you realize you really are enough, if you've worked on the external issues that we talked about, inside is a really, really great person, and I promise you there is that right person for you once you know what it is that you're looking for.
And what you're talking about in that dream board is putting your intentions on to some sort of creative process, whether it's magazines or writing or pictures or whatever. But our intentions are very important because, you know, our, it puts it into energy in a way that then action can follow. You know, it's what you're going to attract. So I would like to go to a little bit on, just briefly, there must be common denominators in, and I'm sure you could talk for personal experience in your failed relationships. Is there often a common denominator that for people that leads to failed relationships?
Well, I think that there are, Chris, and I think that sometimes those denominators, those common elements, tend to kind of go generational. In my generation, and I kind of call myself a woman of a certain age, my research showed, and I did 12 years of research on relationships, failed relationships, and good relationships. The main one that keeps coming up over and over again in women of a certain age is trust. Normally, when you get to a certain point in life, you probably have been kicked up beside the head a few times. You may have been cheated on. You may have been in relationships where trust was violated. And I found trust to come up over and over again as an issue that women really had a tough time with. And even when I was in this 7-year relationship with a very, very powerful businessman who had a great reputation and told me repeatedly that he would never let me down, he had my back, I could trust him, others had. And yet, and we were in a committed relationship, but certainly not a live-in relationship, or we were never engaged. But at one point, I was in his home office doing a little bit of work on his computer, and I needed to find an envelope to mail out a bill or a letter or whatever it was I was working on. So I opened.
Marcia, I'm going to need to interrupt and have you complete the story when we come back. I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Marcia Reese.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm having a great conversation with Marcia Reese today. She's the author of Secrets of the Marriage Mouse, Find Your Love Forever, and Four Proven Steps. And Marcia, you were just, I want you to finish your story. You had found something in your partner's desk or computer or something, and I just want you to complete that and we'll before we go on.
Well, thank you, Chris. As I was mentioning, I thought I was in a mutually committed relationship when I opened his desk drawer looking for an envelope and found a 3-inch high stack of emails that had been going back and forth between a whole slew of women on an internet dating site. And that happened not once. It happened three times over. And each time I would be silly enough to think, oh, he's changed. And that's another common theme that women feel, that they can change a man. Now, Chris, I don't know for sure if you're married or not, and I don't know if you've had success changing men. In my 12 years, I didn't find women were successful in changing a man. We really are who we are, and we need to keep looking until we find the man that complements who we are.
Yeah. I have a funny story, yeah. I am married. I've been married about 26 years. But I used to have a cartoon on my refrigerator, and it's this woman looking at her man, and the man is like got puzzle pieces, and she says, "Well, now that I put you back together, I don't like you anymore."
You know what? Isn't that true? One other thing that I found to be very, very helpful, particularly for women looking for their forever love, is to go down the path with a great partner. Because there are a girlfriend partner, there are times when the journey, you lose faith, you lack confidence. But if you share your vision with another person, they keep you accountable to that which you're committed to. They listen to you when you recount your whoever it is you've gone out with and the good and the bad and the ugly of your date. And it's really good to have that sounding board because they will remind you. Just like I reminded my friend who went out and was so struck by the woman with the 6-year-old, I had to say to him, "Mitch, you made it very clear to me you don't want to date a woman with young children." Because we do need someone to bring us back to center. So having a partner to walk down the path with us is really a smart thing to do because we all want to be in a love-filled relationship. Everybody does. And yet, we need that grounding that our dream board gives us and that our friends can give us, or that a cartoon on your refrigerator can give you. It just keeps you grounded into real day life.
Yeah, that's so true. And for anything in your life, of having people that can give you the feedback and you can talk to and whether you're starting a business or personal development or whatever, it's good to have that support. And I think women particularly need that. So we've been talking about that wish list. And the other part of that is I'm wondering how a person can attract that person that's actually the right partner for them. Because one, it's one thing to get the wish list out, but then there's the how-to.
Well, the how-to is to live in your moment, be strong and happy with who you are, and really love yourself. That's first and foremost, because you are a gift of a wonderful creator. He didn't put junk on this planet. He put wonderful people. So after you have done your wish list and you have your dream board and you know the rats are out of your life, you want to put yourself in environments that make you happy. I love to travel, and I've traveled the world, and on my dream board right now is my passport. It's been on there for years because it always reminds me that I love that. So I joined a travel club, not necessarily at that point to meet someone, but just to live my life. While the marriage mouse is working his magic, you might as well be enjoying your life. If you like to dance, join a dance group. If you like sports, join some sports clubs. If you like travel, travel clubs. There's a lot of wonderful organizations. Another great place is to meet people and to be living in who you are is by different volunteering organizations, and that's a great way to meet all kinds of people. You may not initially meet the man of your dreams, but you may meet his sister or his mother or his cousin or a coworker. So you want to be putting yourself out there. Another thing that I recommend my clients do is start living as if that man's going to ring your doorbell tonight. Have a space in your closet cleaned out for him. Have a couple of empty drawers in your bureau ready for him. When I set the table during my single days, when I was eating in, I always set the table for two. Just start living as if he's coming, because guess what? He is coming. And that way, you start to attract that into your life. What you put out there does come back to you. So I would recommend that people start living their lives as if that person is already there or just right around the corner. And that will put you into different social settings and different places where you, who would have thought I would have met Ted in a ladies' shoe store? But I had already been living my life as if it was going to be coming, and it does. It's happened every time someone has used our marriage mouse four steps, every single time. We actually give our readers 100% guarantee if they don't find their forever love, they can have all the money of their book back, because I'm that positive the system works.
Now, tell us about that title, Marriage Mouse. What does that come from? Because I'm curious about that.
Well, that's the most fun part. I was working with a toy company out in Southern California doing a product line for them, and there was a lovely lady. If you could envision, Chris, exactly what Cinderella would look like today in 2012, if she walked into your office, that's what this sweet lady looked like. She was just beautiful. She came into my office one night and said, "Marcia, you're such a nice lady. Why are you single?" So I told her, "Oh, Lori, I don't know, etc." She said, "I've got a special gift I'm going to bring to you." The next day, she came into my office, and in her hand, she was holding, it looked like she was holding the, you know, a Fabergé egg. It was a very, very precious something in her hand. And she brought it over, and she said, "My great-grandmother from Germany gave me this mouse when I had been single." She was married and then single for about 12 years, and her great-grandmother gave her the mouse and said, "The legend is, you hang the mouse on the bottom branch of a tree or a plant in your home, and within a year, you will find your forever love." So Lori hung the branch in her home and married a man from New York City. She was in Laguna Beach, California, clear across the country. But after the marriage mouse was hanging on her tree, Steve came into her life. So she said to me, "I want to give you this mouse because I think you are such a lovely lady and you should have a loving relationship." So I put the mouse in my drawer and thought, "Oh my goodness, these people from Southern California are so crazy." It wasn't for about 8 months that I finally decided, you know what? What do I have to lose? I knew I had done the work. I knew the rat was out of my life. I was in a very healthy place mentally, I had done my work to prepare my life, so I took the mouse out and hung it on the tree in the Norfolk pine tree in my home, and I met Ted 2.5 months later. So he's just the magical matrimonial mouse who makes this magic happen, and he's done it time and time and time again. So as soon as I finished with my purpose of the mouse, I gave it to, gosh, I've given the mouse out so many times, I can't even tell you how many, but there's probably 12 or 13 stories that you can read about. They're lovely stories. When people that get the mouse tell me their story later, it always just takes me back a bit because they're so heartfelt. And many of them are stories I knew nothing about.
Well, it makes me think, because you're an inventor and a marketer, that you should make that'd be a great tool with your book to sell. It comes with a mouse that people can hang on a tree or plant in their home.
Well, the book actually does come with a mouse currently, Chris, and I am in the design process right now with a sculptor to have a three-dimensional mouse made, because I know that mouse is very precious to Ted and I, and after dating 59 rats, I'm only too happy to have found my prince, and so I do want to have a three-dimensional mouse for our people as well. It just isn't quite ready yet. It probably will be by Valentine's Day.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, I was thinking, too, this is sort of changing the direction, but I think a lot of times, you know, we talked about trust, and I think in relationships and in failed relationships, we either blame the other person, it's all their fault, or blame ourselves, which is probably more often too. What do you tell people to forgive themselves so they can move forward? And I'm sorry, we only have a one minute answer for that.
Well, I tell them just to let it go. Learn to let go. We can't relive our past. We only get to live in our present and our future. So I tell them to let go and live life full out. And do everything you can to be the best you can be, and forget about the other people. We can't change them. We can only change ourselves.
Well, that's true. And so in that healing, we need to heal those painful relationships that, you know, allow the time. I was just reading a blog post that it takes a year to really get it takes time. And then to allow your heart to open up to that relationship, which would be, you know, meditating, creating that dream board that you're talking about, the dream of your, what kind of relationship you want. So this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. When we return, we'll continue our conversation with Marcia Reese.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful.
beautiful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio. Don't miss.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking to Marcia Reese. And Marcia, can you give your contact information, where people can find you, purchase your book, and also I want you to tell people the special giveaways that you're giving for your book launch next week and what people can get on your website.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much, and I'd be happy to. My nationwide book launch is next Wednesday, two Wednesdays from now, September 25th. And they can go to my website, marriagemouse.com, and they'll be able, on the 25th when we're launching the book, they'll be able to get dozens and dozens of free gifts from some lovely colleagues and authors and some very talented people who have contributed to the book launch. But if they go to the website today, marriagemouse.com, they can actually enter their information, and I have a 5 little known secrets to finding a quality man, dating advice every woman over 50 should know. They can get that for free. And if they do go on and order, they can pre-order the book. I will send them the Marriage Mouse workbook, which gives so many of the exercises that help with the things you've just discussed. They can get that at half price. And I will pay all of the postage to have those sent to them, so it's postage free. It's 100% money-back guaranteed, as I mentioned to you, and I'll be happy to autograph their copy or personalize it if they want to give it as a gift. So they will be able to have the whole package at a great savings.
Okay, and I want to remind people, this is one of those book launches. It's probably for Amazon, getting bestseller lists, but it's great if people buy it, particularly on September 25th, which is next Wednesday. So, and also, I think, Marcia, you want people to put in the comment box the Voices of Women on the website order form, and that's how you know to give the gifts that you've promised them. So thank you so much for giving those gifts. And again, everybody go to www.marriagemouse.com to check out the book. And it's great you have a workshop book with it too, because it's one thing to read a book. It's another thing to actually do the work.
The workbook's about 250 pages, and it really does take you through that whole process. And you're right, Chris, it does take about a year to really heal, to get over past hurts, to love yourself, and to be ready to move on. And, yes, do make sure your listeners put Voices of Women in the comment box so I can send them all the free gifts, and I'm happy to do that. And I just really do want to let your women know that this is all doable. It's all so very real. I get it. I know their fears. I've been there. all the mistakes they think they are making, I've made every one of them, and here I find myself in a very, very, very love-filled relationship. And I am not a spring chicken, so I can promise you if it works for me, I know it will work for your readers.
Yeah, and there's a little bit, again, it's that trust, trusting that you deserve. I mean, I think one of the issues women have is really feeling they deserve love. They deserve a relationship.
They do. And I think another key thing is to make all of this fun. Nobody wants to get in a relationship with someone who's all tense and stressed out and self-doubting. They want to have someone who's upbeat and cheerful and fun. So find ways while you're going through your process to have fun with it. Getting the rats out of your life is hard work, but oh my gosh, it makes the best cocktail stories later on. Wait till you read some of the guys I dated. You guys, well, you won't even believe it. But I survived it, and they make the best story. So do learn to trust. Learn to love yourself. Give yourself time. And have a lot of fun, because life is meant to be fun. We weren't put down here to always be in a lot of stress and de-stress. We're here to have fun and make our lives rich and fulfilling. And that's when you put out that energy, that's when you really call great, great things and people into your life.
Oh, that's true. And I remember, I think I was in my 20s, but I was going to, sometimes I get a little shy around parties and I feel like, oh, everybody's talking. I'm not a chit-chat kind of person. And I just decided to go into this party carrying the energy of, I'm going to have a great time. And I came in, and that happened. So sometimes it's just putting that intention before you go somewhere, putting that intention like, I'm going to meet interesting people. Not that I'm going to meet my loved one tonight, but I'm open to meeting interesting people, and I want to go in and see who's here that's going to tweak my interest, and I'm going to have a great conversation, and who knows what's going to happen when you go in with that kind of curiosity for life. I think that's part of it.
You just nailed it right on the head. That's so very true. And something I often coach my friends and my clients is practice before you go out on an event, because all of us get a little nervous and shy in those kind of environments. Practice two or three what I call opening lines till you can say them really naturally, so that you can just walk up to anybody there and give them one of your opening lines and start a conversation. And you know what? If you walk into a situation where you don't know anyone and you use a few of your opening lines and the person you're using them with doesn't catch on, say thank you so much, it was nice meeting you, and move on. Because you will find that person you've clicked with. But what you just said is perfect, Chris. Just get yourself into the mindset, I'm here to have fun, I am deserving. And before you go out, make sure you look at your dream board and you just really spend a few minutes in some quiet, meditative contemplation with it, and know that everything on there you're calling into your life, because that is what will happen.
And I want to bring one thing in before we close, and that's just a lot of times we're so anxious to go into a relationship, we can appear being needy. And you don't want to come into, you know, like go into those social events. It's so obvious when you're meeting a needy person who's trying to, you know, who's looking for a relationship. And I remember when I did a fun thing back when, how I met my husband, was a group of friends put together an ad for a paper. They knew some other people that did. This is way back in the beginning in the 70s. And we had a big party at a park and all. And I just thought, oh, it's time to meet some people. They were very serious in looking for relationships. And I really wasn't. I was like, oh, I'm ready to go out and date and have fun. And I was the only person that really met somebody that went into a relationship, because, you know, so we have to watch that. Are we coming from a needy place? Or are we coming from a place that I'm here to meet people and deserve to have great friends and deserve a wonderful. So much, Marcia, for being here today. Everyone, I want you to check out her book, Secrets of the Marriage Mouse, Find Your Love Forever in 4 Proven Steps. Go to her website, www.marriagemouse.com.
Thank you, Chris, so much, and be sure to put Voices of Women in the comment box, and it'll be extra fun surprises coming your way.
Great. Thank you for your generosity. I'm going to leave everyone with this thought today. Take a look at your relationships. Are there any rats in your closet to say bye-bye to? What is your wish list? And begin your journey today to find your forever love. This is Chris Danis, and I'm so glad you joined me this hour. You can sign up for the monthly Woman of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events and our conference. We are in the process of putting our conference program together. So soon, in the next month, you'll start to see things about the conference. If you are a arts and crafts person and want to be part of our Goddess Market, there are application forms on our website for that, which our deadline is October 10th. And also, I know that today my new website, chrysalisleadership.com, is launched, and it's chrysalisleadership.com. And you can contact me at chrysalis@chrysalisleadership.com. I'm the founder of the Woman Wisdom Conference and Organization, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. You can purchase that on our website. So thanks again. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.